Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. From Oracle Park in San Francisco, we are podcasting before the Giants-A's game one of the two-game series. And we've got three great guests for you. Evan Longoria of the Giants will be joining us, as well as Austin Slater and Trevor Gott. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Now let's get to the conversation I had with Giants third baseman Evan Longoria. Evan, first off, how's the foot doing? I'm sure that, you know, it was frustrating to be out and you were dying to get back in there. So how's it doing now that you've been playing in games?
It's good. I mean, you know, it's always going to be a grind until you can take, you know, enough time to really heal up. But it's progressively gotten better since I've been back, which is a good sign. And like I said, I mean, I'm just happy to be back out there and, you know, be able to contribute.
What were you able to do to get back in? I mean, and also, how did you know when it was going to be time to get back in there? Because I would think that's sort of a tricky thing with a foot. You don't want to come back too soon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being that it was a little bit different than some of the plantar fascia stuff I had dealt with in the past, I kind of just had to listen to my foot, listen to the trainers and the doctors, and, you know, kind of just figure out what was right at any given time. I mean, you know, just going out and testing it every day, it kind of was a day-to-day thing. And you're always kind of nervous when you come back and just hope that everything goes well. And that's kind of what I did.
Your timing when you come back, I mean, I would think sometimes that's difficult. I mean, you were on a roll before you got hurt. So did you feel like because you were locked in that you could still find that when you got back? You didn't do a rehab assignment, so, you know, you just went right back in there.
Yeah, I mean, a part of me did, a part of me hoped, you know, that would be the case. My first game back, I felt pretty good, and then it kind of went away for a little bit there, and, you know, now the last couple games, I felt like I'm back getting close to where I was, you know, when I left, but, you know, there's, you never know what's going to happen, and I had, you know, talked to Darren McMahon, our you know, sports psych guy, and our coaches, and really just said, you know, I don't know how much a rehab assignment is going to help me right now. I mean, I you know, my thought was you can either go down there and you know, get six hits and six at bats and wish you would have done it at the big league level, or, you know, you go down there and you go 0-for-6 or 0-for-8 and you come back and you have no confidence, you know. So for me, it was not necessarily worried about the timing. It was, you know, how does my foot feel? Do I feel like I can get through a 9-inning game and you know, come out of it on the other end healthy? And that was really all I was focused on.
How enjoyable was it, the way you guys were rolling in July before you got hurt, and just to see some of the newcomers, some of the, you know, young guys, and the, you know, the exuberance that they are displaying? You know, you're one of the veteran guys on this team, but does it kind of rejuvenate all the veterans to see what those young guys are doing to inject energy into this team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you know, older players in a clubhouse of guys that have been around the block and seen, you know, young players come through, I mean, we're always excited for that. You know, that boost of energy is always much needed, especially at this time of year. And to be where we are, you know, still have a really solid shot at making a playoff push, you know, the more energy you have in the room, the better. And you know, we watch a lot of baseball on TV when we're in here, and there's a ton of, you know, young players around the league that are doing some pretty special things. And so I think that, you know, puts it in perspective for our young guys in here that they can kind of do the same thing and bring that energy to the club. And it definitely is a boost for me and some of the guys that have been in here for a while.
The way the team was playing at the trade deadline, did you brace yourself a little bit that some moves could have been made? You know, there's a lot of talk about possible moves, especially Madison Bumgarner, Will Smith. Those moves were not made. So, you know, when you had that reaction to it, what was it?
I think we had mixed emotions. Obviously, keeping Bum, keeping Will, sent the message that we still are looking to compete. You know, I thought we added some pieces, you know, in return that can help us right now. And but you know, obviously losing really what was the bridge to Will, I think has been a little bit taxing on our bullpen. But I feel like Farhan feels pretty confident that he can find ways to fill that void. And I think he did a good job, you know, trading away what he thought were some pretty valuable pieces and trying to get some stuff in return for us for the future.
Last thing, you know, just being locked in here at Oracle Park and just being more comfortable. I remember I talked to you before the season and you said, you know, you had to sort of make some adjustments to it. Do you feel like you made those adjustments? You know, obviously if you hit a ball like you did the other day to left field, it doesn't matter where you're playing. That's going way out. But are there certain things that you've sort of learned here in year two with the Giants?
You know, I think a good part of it is really feeling comfortable with the stadium, with the backdrop, the weather. Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel a lot more comfortable this year. I mean, I think as a whole, as a group, as an offensive group, you know, there, we have to make adjustments in this ballpark to be successful. You know, we can't just go up there looking to, you know, hit the 3-run home run every night to win a game. So our style of play is definitely different here. And yeah, I mean, I try to make those adjustments when I come here. I think balls, you know, on a line and hard hit on the ground play a lot better here than you know, even 95 mile an hour fly balls in the air. I mean, those are consistently outs at night here, you know, and where in other places you may get lucky and you know, hit it up into a jet stream and it may go out. So I've tried to make those adjustments, and I think a lot of it is just confidence, you know, standing in the box and feeling confident at home and knowing, you know, what kind of approach works here.
Evan, thanks a lot so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
With Evan Longoria back in the lineup these days, I had a chance to ask Bruce Bochy about the impact of Longoria, especially with Pablo Sandoval right now with a sore elbow.
Well, with Pablo down, I mean, he's a key piece of this offense, and but not just him, everybody. I mean, that's when we were going good, we were getting contribution from everybody. Now, granted, Longo was doing a lot of damage there, but we're not going to put this on one guy. How this thing's going to work is we'll get, you know, a few guys hot at the same time and drive in some runs. But, you know, with Pablo not playing third or able to, sure, we'll be leaning on Longo a little.
That's Giants manager Bruce Bochy. Coming up, we're going to hear from Giants outfielder Austin Slater right after this. When it comes to Giants baseball, family memories are created one summer at a time. And the same can be said for your family vacation. How about an experience you will never forget? Shasta Lake is one of the most beautiful places to visit in California, and there is no better way to experience it than to rent a houseboat from houseboats.com. Jones Valley and Silverthorne Resorts are located on the Pitt River arm of Shasta Lake, unquestionably the very best area of Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there with rentals ranging from the finest and largest houseboats available for rent in California to entry-level models for small groups or those new to houseboating. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Let's get that vacation planned. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. Here's a conversation I had on Tuesday at Oracle Park in the clubhouse with Giants outfielder Austin Slater.
Well, Austin, you guys were just on fire in the month of July, and then you kind of hit a little lull, and it looks like you guys have picked it up again with a really good series there against the Phillies. What have you noticed about what goes into the hot streak that you guys had, and when you're having some tough times, and what kind of got you guys back on track?
Yeah, I think that's just baseball. There's ups and downs to the season. Even in that little skid that we had, we just weren't getting that. It's cliche, but the big hit or, driving that one guy in. But we were smoking the ball all over the place. Our exit velocities probably as a team were actually up during that skid. They were just, we were just hitting it right to people. A lot of baseball is, timing and getting that big moment, taking advantage of it. So it's bound to happen. Skids like that are bound to happen. And we realize that, and we're just trying to move past it and get back to where we were.
Sounds a little bit like you're describing yourself, because when you first came up from the minors, I mean, you were just tearing it up. You had a little lull, and then you kind of get back into the swing of it. What did you notice about that, for yourself, as far as was there anything that you pointed out that you were doing so well for that period that you wanted to get back to?
Yeah, I mean, just like the team, individuals have the ups and downs, and especially when you're working with something like a swing every day, there's some days you come to the park and it just doesn't feel right, and you have no idea why. You've done it 1,000,000,000 times maybe in your life, and you just don't really understand why it doesn't feel right, but it just doesn't. And you go through that up and down the whole season. It's a constant battle. Trying to understand your swing better, get out of your head sometimes, get into your head. Like, there's so many different ways to go about it, but I'm starting to feel better, back to where I think I was when I came up. That's baseball. Every hitter goes through that.
I know that you revamped your swing in the off season, and that had to be difficult to do. I mean, when you're swinging a certain way in your career and your life, and you try to make a change, that's not always easy. So how long did it take you to get that going, and do you have to sort of reinforce that all the time?
Yeah, so, to get, the motions down, it took, at least a couple weeks of doing tons of drills every day, specialized drills. And then to maintain that, it took a couple months. But, coming into spring training, my swing felt great. But, I'd only been doing it off soft toss. So, introducing a live arm and trying to get your timing and rhythm off of another pitcher, added another wrinkle that took me a little longer than I had expected or hoped to get back in the rhythm of it. But, probably like 2 or 3 weeks into the minor league season, I was starting to feel a little better with my timing. Had to make another couple adjustments just to get the timing right. Just like anything else, it takes time and patience.
What was the main, crux of what you were trying to do as far as changing it? And, what were you looking for as far as the results?
You try to stay away from being results oriented. As a hitter, it's one of the only ways to try to stay sane. You hit a line drive, scorched a line drive right at someone. You did your job, but you didn't get rewarded for it. So, for me, it was focusing on cleaning up the swing path, staying in the zone as long as possible, getting in the zone earlier, and staying through the ball. Having a short swing in and out of the zone, it's problematic. It's hard to hit a lot of different pitches. You're kind of committed to one pitch. So for me, it was opening up the rest of the plate and getting the ball in the air. That was the big focal point for me, was try to get the ball in the air as much as I could. It's still something I'm trying to work at every day, and it's going to be a while, hopefully not too long, though, until, it becomes second nature.
Well, yeah, the slugging percentage definitely seems like it's going up from where you were. I mean, is that, sort of something you're looking at as far as numbers? The ball's leaving the yard a little more often, getting the ball in the air. I mean, everybody in baseball seems like is looking to try to do that.
I try not to look at numbers during the season. It's hard not to sometimes when they have it plastered all over the scoreboard. For me, it's not so much result-based as it is process-based. I try to stay away from that as much as possible. Obviously, it's hard to do. Sometimes you fall into that trap of looking up, and you're like, oh, man, I'm 0-for-4, and now my average is whatever. You try to stay away from that, but that creeps in. So for me, it's process-based, going through my routine every day, my batting practice, making sure everything's locked in, and hopefully that translates to the game.
I think the average baseball fan doesn't understand how hard it is to find holes sometimes in the infield. I mean, you're hitting the ball hard. Like you said, you want to sort of live with the result because you did your job. But these shifts sometimes, I mean, they're so sophisticated now. How do you work around that, or do you not? I mean, it's got to be frustrating when you do hit one, let's say, hard up the middle, and there's a shortstop standing there.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than that in baseball. But, I think for every time they shift you, they're probably in the right spot more than they're not, but for every shift that they do, you're going to get a number, off the end of the bat that goes to the infield that has no business being a hit. And you're seeing more of those, but the shifts are there because more times than not, that's where you hit the ball. So as a hitter, you either, keep continuing what you do if you're a big power guy and they're going to shift you over to your pull side. It's hard to tell a guy that hits a lot of home runs, hey, like, try not to hit home runs and pull the ball. That's what they're trying to do for me. My game is kind of spreading the ball around. One of the oldest sayings they have in the book is hit it where they ain't. So that's my game. So for me, it's trying to spread the ball as much around the field.
On the defensive side, how much do you enjoy the challenge of the different ballparks? I mean, here, of course, got all that room out in right center field. You made a catch in Colorado that was ridiculous. I mean, you hit the fence there. You almost got swallowed up by the fence. So, I mean, each ballpark has its intricacies, and I guess you have to research that a little bit beforehand and kind of know where you're going to be on the field.
Yeah, I think some of that comes with experience. Luckily we had a series in Colorado before that one. I actually ended up getting burned a couple times. Was playing a little shallow and the ball just carries like crazy to right field and Coors. So, I think it's going to come more with experience and going out in BP and getting fly ball reads, checking the fences. You have fence, brick, concrete, and sometimes like a mesh. So being aware of your surroundings is a big part of that.
Last thing, you guys seem to have a really good camaraderie in here, and everybody talks about chemistry being important, but how much more fun is it when you do have that, some of the guys that you came up with through in the minor leagues, and you get along, and then when that guy produces and, you're cheering for him, I mean, it's got to make it extra special, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing better than watching one of your friends, one of your teammates have a great game, and win a game for everyone else. I think that's where we're at as a team is we're playing not only for ourselves, but, for each other, and being encouraging and positive is key. And right now we're having a lot of fun, a lot of that comes with winning. So, we're just going to try to keep that train rolling and keep the wins coming.
All right, Austin, and I won't hold it against you that, you're a Stanford guy, because when USC beats Stanford in football early in the season, it'll be easy to rub it in on you, but, I won't do that.
We'll see. It's early to say. Both teams got a long ways to go before we get there, but I'm sure one of us will be hearing about it.
Thanks, Austin.
All right, yeah.
That's Giants outfielder Austin Slater. Well, ever since the trade deadline, the Giants have had to fill in the blanks a little bit in the bullpen, and Trevor Gott has been an important member of the pen. Before we get to the conversation I had with him, though, let's hear what Bruce Bochy had to say about the way he's using relief pitchers since the trade deadline.
Well, I think that's a process, and that's what's happening now. I think you've seen us bump up the role in some guys. Now, a couple days ago, we used some late guys early to stop rallies and keep them where we could have a chance to come back. But I think some guys have shown that, they can handle a role that's elevated. Coonrod, for example. I think Suarez has been really good at times. It is a process, and that's up to us to get it figured out, what role we're going to put some guys in. Now, sometimes you can't define those roles as much as you would like, and you just go with matchups.
That's Giants manager Bruce Bochy. Now let's hear the conversation I had with Giants right-handed reliever Trevor Gott. Trevor, you guys have been playing really good baseball the second part of the year. What do you think goes into, when you guys got into the hot streak versus maybe a little bit of a slowdown before you met the Phillies and won 3 out of 4? What were some of the things you think that went into getting hot again?
I think that's just baseball. I mean, it's tough to win as many games as we did in a month, and then we lost 3 games, and everyone's asked. I still think we were 19-7 after that or something. That's still pretty good. So that's just baseball. You're not going to win all of them. You just hope to win this series, and we just took 3 of 4 from a very good Phillies team. So I'm happy about that.
It's a big change in the bullpen at the trade deadline with, you know, some players leaving on trades. How did you guys bond together after that as a unit with some new guys in there? Not you, of course. You've been here the whole year, but some of the other guys that came in.
No, I mean, everyone that's come in has done their job. They work hard, and they've gone out there and gotten big outs. I think some of the guys have been in situations that they usually aren't in or wouldn't have been even 2 weeks ago with the bullpen that we had. And, I mean, that's just kind of the mentality we have here. And I think guys like Will and Waddy and stuff really keep us together and keep everyone loose. And I don't feel like anyone feels too much pressure going out there. We're just going out there to pitch, which is really nice.
It's been a great year for you. Do you feel like the confidence was building for you throughout the season? I mean, did you have it right away in spring training? How did it go throughout the year for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always tried to be confident. I feel like if you're not confident in this game, it'll eat you alive. But obviously the past 3 years haven't gone as planned. I looked at being with the Giants as a new opportunity to show new people who I really am and what I can really do. And obviously the success in spring training and just the people that were in here and the way they made me feel, like, my confidence has definitely grown throughout the season. And I think that would be the case for anyone that's having success. So that comes along with it. Yeah.
What's your mentality as far as, you know, how long you're going to go in a game? Because Bruce Bochy certainly can count on you for more than one inning. I mean, you've gone multiple innings. So how do you approach it, you know, coming out of the bullpen?
I, from the moment he says, "Trevor, go get hot," I stay locked in until he shakes my hand and says, "Good job." So I approach it as I could go one out. I could go three innings. I'll do whatever he needs me to do. That's how I've approached this year. I just want to get out there and pitch and help the team win whatever, however I can. Yeah.
Did that take a while to develop? Because, I mean, everybody, when they're coming up, you know, in high school and everything, usually you're a starting pitcher. You have to get used to being a reliever. I mean, there's a certain mentality to it.
I've actually always been a reliever. I started in high school, but since college I've always been a reliever. So I've always had that mentality, I guess. I kind of like shorter stints personally, but I mean, I can stretch it out if I need to. It's all about focus, really.
It's kind of fun to come to the ballpark every day and think you might be in there too.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't imagine coming and having 4 days in between each time I pitch, especially if you have a bad one and you can't get back out there for 4 days. I wouldn't like that.
You know, Kruk and Kipe were nicknaming you the Vulture because you're 7-0. You're getting all these wins. So when you get you know, those W's like that, I mean, it has to feel good to have that on your record. But how do you look at that whole situation?
I mean, that's just – I just happen to pitch in times when, I guess, our offense comes up and scores runs. I don't look at – I'm not big on wins, honestly. So.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, you know, it's sort of like you're the good luck charm because they are scoring runs for you when you come in. I mean, that's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, we can look at it like that. I'll be the good luck charm. Yeah.
All right, last thing, you know, as you guys go into the, you know, final month and a half of the season, what do you look at as being some of the keys for this ball club? I mean, you guys obviously know what it takes to win and get things going like you did. So, you know, chasing down the wild card, a lot of teams surrounding you. So what's going to be the big keys?
I think we just got to keep playing like we're playing. Pitchers are pitching well. The hitters are – our offense is playing the best it's played, and they're getting really big hits. And I think we just need to keep playing baseball and not put any pressure on ourselves. So that's the key.
All right, Trevor. Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Trevor Gott. I want to thank him as well as Austin Slater and Evan Longoria for joining us from Oracle Park on Tuesday. Next week, we are scheduled to chat with Ray Woodson, the former KNBR talk show host. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.